Hi, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm broadcasting from the traditional and unceded Musqueam and Coast Salish peoples territory. I'm your host, Neetu Da, and this is my show, Convictions and Contradictions, otherwise known as CC, or will eventually be known as CC, probably the only radio show to be subtitled. And if you can see, if you're listening to this on the website, citr.ca, if you're listening on the radio, or if you're listening on whatever device you're using to listen to, you'll realize that I mean that ironically, because you don't see the subtitles, do you? So today's show, because Halloween has just passed, I thought today's show will be about holidays and traditions. So for Halloween, I didn't actually do anything for Halloween. Well, I did something. It wasn't like, I'm always doing something. I'm always breathing. Otherwise, I wouldn't be alive. I'm always doing something, technically, I guess. On Halloween, I didn't do Halloween things. I didn't dress up. I didn't go trick-or-treating. I ate candy. Does that count? I'm not sure. But I didn't really do anything for Halloween. When I think about Halloween, I have no idea why we celebrate Halloween. I have no idea how Halloween came about. I highly doubt that Halloween was created because kids wanted free candy. So everybody said, okay, we're just going to give out free candy. You guys just come to our house and we'll give it to you. I highly doubt that that's why Halloween was created. I'm sure there's some historical reason, some sort, maybe even a religious reason. I think it does have to do with religion. I remember one time I actually searched it, like most people do. But you know, when you search something on Google, you just forget about it. It doesn't stick in your head. But I bet if I went to like a library and looked in a book and did some like real research, then I would probably remember. But because I just searched it, I just know that if I ever want to know, I can just search it. I could search it right now and tell you, but I'd rather not do that because that's not really the point. But we don't really know, like, why we celebrate Halloween. Kids do it for the candy. But the real reason is probably has something to do with tradition. I remember I talked about this in one of my high school classes, my English class taught by teacher Mr. Kwan, who I highly admire. I really like Mr. Kwan. He's one of the coolest teachers ever. One of the coolest teachers I've ever had. But anyway, so we once talked about a short story in this class. I don't remember the name of the short story. I apologize. But the story was about this small town. And like, I think like every year or every 2 years, they would all get together and all their names would be put in a hat or a bucket or some sort. And someone of like the mayor or someone like that would take a name out of the bucket, and whoever name was pulled out would be stoned. And for those who don't know what stoned means, stoned is when people just throw stones at a person. So during the short story, they talked about how, well, it kind of touches aspects about why do we do this? Why do we do tradition when we have no idea what it's about? We just do tradition, and complete tradition, or as sociologists might say, complete accomplished tradition, because we're just kind of told to do that, and it's just always been done, so we're just doing it too. We don't really know why that we're doing it. We just are. That's kind of covered in the short story, where she's saying, for the woman who has chosen to be stoned, she starts disputing it. She starts saying, oh no, you picked the wrong name. Didn't you see he cheated? And she was trying to find any way out of it. And the short story also shows this little boy, I think it was actually her daughter, picking up. He was just kind of standing there and just kind of watching, and then like an adult walked by and gave him like a big stone and said, like, throw this at your mother. So it's really powerful, that kind of moment in the short story, because I'm sure that kids even now, they don't really know what they're doing, but adults tell us, like, oh, this is something you're supposed to do, this is tradition, so you do it. I definitely had that experience, and I still have that experience. I still do those kinds of things. because I don't think I've said this on the show, but I myself am Indian. Indian in the sense that my parents are from India, not Indian in the sense that I'm Aboriginal. I don't like that I always have to explain this, but it's better to make it clear than for you to misinterpret my identity. So I'm Indian, I'm Punjabi, I am Sikh. And in my culture, we have our own holidays. We have a holiday called Diwali, which is the Festival of Lights. And what we do on Diwali is we take, there's like these bowls that are made out of clay. And there's kind of like a little spout that's created in the clay. And what we do is we fill it up with oil, and we put like this kind of woolen, kind of long woolen white kind of a flexible stick inside, and then we would, with the oil, we could light it on fire, and then we would put this in the house, we would put it outside the house, and we would also put it at the Gurdwara, which is what it's called, which is our temple, our place of worship. We would put it there. Why? I do not know. I have no idea why we celebrate this. I have no idea what it means. I don't know how it came about. I have no idea. I just do it. I just celebrate it. Another example is another holiday is called Holi. This might be a more well-known holiday in the mainstream because it's used a lot in movies, like Bollywood movies and Bollywood movies, even sometimes Hollywood movies sometimes too. And Holi is the festival of colors. So on Holi, what you're supposed to do is you're usually supposed to wear white. And just so you know, I've never actually celebrated Holi. You'll soon learn the reason. So you always wear white on Holi, because on Holi what you do, you have like all these powders of different colors, like blue, pink, purple, orange, yellow, all the colors except black. They're usually just colorful colors. So what you would do is you would grab the powder and you would throw it at each other. That's Holi. That's what you do. And I've never celebrated it because my mother, I think my mom's against Holi because she's afraid we cannot celebrate in the house because the house would be destroyed. I mean, powder is pretty light, but if you get like a chunk and you kind of like, you know when you pick up snow and you kind of compress it, it becomes harder and harder. So if we did that with powder, I mean, we could really break some stuff, but it would be really fun. We could do it outside, but she's against it because of all the big mess that it would create. That's also why we're not allowed to have a dog. It's another reason for that. But I still don't know why we, like, even though I don't really celebrate Holi, I don't know how it came, again, I don't know how it came about. I don't know why people celebrate it. I don't know if it's even an Indian holiday or Punjabi holiday or a Hindi holiday, because sometimes there's that distinction between the holidays. But I have no idea why we celebrate it. And because of, like, all the color, all the powder throwing, it's very, like, it makes for a good filming for Bollywood films, because you can be kind of creative with it. You can do like all these cool sequences and get all these vibrant colors into the shot. Another example of holiday is one called Rukhadi. This is probably another not so well known holiday. Rukhadi, I think, is maybe only in the Punjabi culture. I'm not completely sure. I know, like, nothing about these holidays. I know, like, the bare bones of it all. But Rukhadi is when we take, Rukhadi is kind of to, actually know what Rukhadi is to celebrate. Shocker, right? So Rukhadi is to kind of celebrate the bond between the sister or the daughter in the family and her connection to her brothers. It's kind of, what happens is that, like, I have two older brothers, so we always do Rukhadi. So what I would do is I take a Rukhadi. A Rukhadi is this kind of, this thread, like a couple of threads put together, and it becomes like the size of a piece of yarn. And in the And in the strands, there's like these little different styles of beads inside, usually in the middle. Well, always in the middle. And I would take these rookies and I would tie it on both my brothers, but also my dad. You see, usually you just do tie it on the dad also. And when I tie it on my brothers and my dad, that means that I want you to watch over me. I want you to take care of me. And it kind of it's kind of like a gender stereotype where the girl has to be taken care of. It's never that, oh, I will take care of you. It's never, I'm going to take care of my brother. So it's like, I want you guys to watch over me. I want you guys to care for me. And I want you guys to be there for me. That's kind of what Rookity is. For me to ask my brothers to do that for me. It happens once a year. It's annual. But I don't really ask them directly to do this per se. I just kind of tie it, and then I'm supposed to feed them like these little sweets that we have in our culture. I think they all have different names, but there's things called jalebias and milk cake. Maybe that's some that people know. They're kind of like brownies, but they're a little harder, and they come in different shapes. Well, we're all kind of box shaped, but they're harder and they have. They're different colors. When I think of brownie, I always think of brown. I don't know. I guess maybe it's because I like chocolate mostly. Maybe that's why I always think of brownies as brown. But anyway, but I don't know how Rookity came about either. I have no idea how the Wally, Holy, and Rookity came about. I have no idea. I've asked my parents before. But I don't know. I've never gotten like a clear answer of what it means, why we celebrate, how it came about. Does it have to do with the gurus? Like in the Punjabi culture, who we pray to is not a god. We pray to our gurus. There are 13 gurus. 12 of them were people, and the guru we have now is technically a book, actually. I forgot what it's called. I just call it the Holy Book, but it does have a name. It does have a name. I just don't remember it. I haven't been to the Gurdwara in a long time. My parents always go on Sunday, though, and they always bring me back prasad, which is this little kind of, it's kind of like a really soft dough that's very sweet. It has that form to it, but it's not made the way you would make dough. I don't know how you make that either. But back to the holidays, I don't know why they were created or what circumstances they were created. Like, I don't know why we have the Festival of Lights. I don't know what caused. I don't know if that has to do with gurus or something else. Maybe someone else just did something historical. I have no idea. I think that's true for a lot of people, like for a lot of kids now. We don't really know why we celebrate things. Like, why do we celebrate Easter? Why do we celebrate Halloween? Why do we celebrate Thanksgiving? Why do we celebrate Christmas? We don't know, per se, why we celebrate those things. We just know that this is a day where we're supposed to celebrate something, where we're supposed to do something in order to celebrate something. Why? We do not know. We do not know that. We just know it's a tradition. You're just supposed to do this, so we just do it. There's nothing really behind it at all. And another Indian holiday that maybe actually more people are probably familiar with this one. It's called Vaisakhi. I know a little bit more about this one. This holiday is to celebrate the creation of Khalsa. And I don't know what Khalsa is. But I know that I believe it was the last guru. The last person guru is the one who created Khalsa. So I think the first guru is Guru Nanak Dev Ji. And Dev Ji isn't really part of his name. That's just something we say to give like. to give respect, like how you would say, like how I would say Mr. Kwan, or in university, Professor Erickson, or Dr. Erickson, or something like that. That's what Dave G means. And in the Punjabi language, is we put the respect at the end. It's not before. But when we actually say, like, Mr. and Mrs. in Punjabi, then it does come first, actually. But that's not really how we show respect. We show respect through Dave G. Well, not always those two words. It's usually just G. But because it's a guru, that Dave is kind of just added to show even more respect. So Guru Nanak Dev Ji was the first guru. And then the guru who created Khalsa is Guru Gobind Singh Ji. Old Dave Ji, not Singh Ji. Singh is a very common name in Punjabi. It's a common middle name, and sometimes it's even a common last name. But it's more of a middle name. It actually means lion. But it's Guru Gobind Dev Ji. Well, I think Singh actually is part of his name. But anyway, so he created Khalsa, and we celebrate the creation of Khalsa through Vaisakhi. And Vaisakhi is this big parade. Well, I always think of it as a parade. But it's not, I guess it's not really a parade. It happens here in Vancouver, and it also happens in Surrey, which is where I'm from. Born and raised. So what happens is that the temple, the Gurdwara is put on wheels. They have floats, and the people from the temple are put on one float, and you would go there to pray, and then what happened is the float would start, I believe it would start away from the Gurdwara, from the temple, and it will slowly make its way to the Gurdwara, to the temple. And once it gets there, I don't know what happens. I've never stuck around that long to see what happens. My family usually just goes, we pray, we get some free food and some other stuff that's there. There's usually people handing out flyers and things. There's always stands on the sides of the street, and you can take free food. And it's always like cotton candy and, you know, just candy in general. But there's also, the real kind of meals, the real kind of food is all Indian food. And you can see them making it. If you haven't been to Vaisakhi, go to Vaisakhi. Vaisakhi is an interesting experience. But yeah, so I know a little bit more about Vaisakhi. But again, I don't know why I still don't know the tradition behind it. I don't know why we celebrate it. I never really thought about this before. I was probably just like you. Halloween coming around. Okay, I know what to do on Halloween. Okay, I'll just do that. That's my celebrating. That's how I celebrate Halloween. But I didn't start to kind of realize that until Mr. Kwan, he brought up that short story, and he talked about how in his culture, there was something that he also had to do with his family. I think it had to do with going to the cemetery and I think maybe cleaning the graves or something like that. And he didn't know why he was doing it either. He just knew that, oh, this is something I'm supposed to do. So I wonder if, like, kids today will, or if even if parents today even know about these things, because I don't know about the reasons. Maybe I'll try again. Maybe I'll try to ask my parents again. Or maybe I'll just go to a secondary source and just search up all of this stuff and then try to find it out. But I don't think kids have that much incentive to learn about it. The parents kind of have to push it onto them. But if parents don't learn it from their parents, then they're probably not going to teach their children. Because unless I figure out what these mean, it's unlikely that if I ever have kids, I can properly explain it to them. Maybe I won't even have them celebrate it because I don't know what the tradition is behind it. All that. But I really do wonder if kids today are more curious than I was. I mean, I pushed it a little bit. I asked a little bit. I wonder if kids actually kind of like ask, like, why are we doing this? Like, you know how, I think Louis C.K. talks about this. He's a comedian. He talks about how, like, kids are little, they always ask that why question. Like, Dad, why is the sky blue? Because it's blue. Why? Because it was created that way. Why? Because there are no better colors. Why? Because green is the color of the grass. So if you have the sky green too, that would be weird. Why? And it would just keep, and it would just keep going. This is what Louis C.K. says. And I guess little kids would do that, but even if they do that, I don't think they would be at the level of development or knowledge or understanding or thinking or logic to know what tradition is and to know what these holidays are about. I think it would be difficult for them to understand. But that's kind of my spiel on tradition and holidays. I'm sorry to ruin your Halloween fun, but it's over now. You guys can just enjoy the candy and enjoy this song that I'm going to play you. It is by, and just a reminder, I'm going to play instrumental music on my show, so this is also instrumental music. This is by Jessica Moss from her album Pools of Light. And this first song is called Entire Populations Part 3. There are four parts in total. But I particularly like Part 3. So I'm going to play you Part 3. Thank you. you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That song just now was by Jessica Moss, Pools of Light, her album Pools of Light. The song is called Entire Populations, four parts, and I played part three, because I personally like that part. I find it very calming and soothing, and it makes me kind of feel like I'm on the top of the mountain, and I'm just sitting there on the mountain. I'm just admiring the view up there. I feel some wind, but I don't feel cold. I feel I have to breathe a little harder, but I'm still good. And one last note before I end the show and the next show starts. I'd just like to point out that my show is about social observations. So I know that some of you might be thinking, oh, why didn't I tell you what the traditions are and why we celebrate these holidays? Well, I guess I could, but that's not the point of the show. The point is to talk about social observations. And I observe that most people do not know why we celebrate holidays. And I just wanted to make that clear. My show is also about convictions and contradictions.